You know, last Sunday, I finished up the message that we had on worry, and I made a statement about prayer. I told you that God revealed me that prayer is the key that unlocks the chains that bind us in our life. The chains of worry that drags us down. You know, but I've learned over years that many struggle with their prayer life. They simply, a lot of times, don't know how to pray. Even Jesus' disciples asked him to teach them how to pray. In Luke 11:1-4, this is Jesus talking. Once Jesus was in a certain place praying, as he finished, one of the disciples came to him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus said, "This is how you should pray. Father, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. Give us each day the food we need, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation." Others of you says, you know, "Hallowed is your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our sins. Forgive everyone who sins against us, and don't lead us into temptation." If you don't think the devil is here this morning, you need to take it from laying face down. You know, these disciples probably knew how to pray. They probably spent many, many hours praying. But they were watching the Lord Himself pray, and they knew there was something different the way Jesus prayed. He got a little bit different reaction, and things started changing and happening when He prayed. They saw something different. You know, but when the disciples asked Him, and they said, "You know, Lord, teach us to pray," He didn't make any kind of smart remark. I think He was waiting for this time to come so that He could teach them. He didn't make fun of them. He took it really serious. Here's some of the principles that I think Jesus was trying to teach us in those verses. In Luke 11:5-8, He teaches us to persevere, to keep on keeping on. He explained and illustrated how God the Father takes interest in the prayers of His children. Let's look at that. 11:5-8 says, "Then teaching them more about prayer, He used a story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread, and you say to him, 'A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing give him to eat.' And suppose he calls out from his bedroom and says, 'Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night and my family and I are in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep on knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence." You know, a lot of times when we pray, I've made the comment that before that prayers in heaven are like incense that are going around the throne. And it's just a fragrance that the Lord smells. I mean, in my cowboy logic, my cowboy theology says, well, then stink up the throne with prayer. Just keep praying so much that finally the Lord says, "Okay, I have heard it enough. I'm going to answer that prayer." That's basically what it's saying. That if you just keep on praying, that God will answer the prayer. Let's read on just a little bit more. It says, "And so I tell you, keep on asking. You will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Your fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead?
Yep.
Or if they ask for an egg, will you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? You know, God promises that our prayers are going to be heard, that He's going to listen to them. Prayer is something that we have to learn to do. How many of you were born to know how to pray? I wasn't. I didn't just, when I became a believer, there wasn't any magic thing that happened to me that caused me to be able to know how to pray to God. It's something that you have to learn to do. Even His disciples had to learn. So, how do we learn how to pray? How do we know how to make our requests known to God? In 1 John 5, if you would, 14 through 15, I want to read something to God that is directly relates to this. 1 John 5, 14 through 15. It says that if we are confident that He hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases Him, and since we know that He hears us when we make our request, we also know that He will give us what we ask for. Y'all, this is a promise from God. We can go to God in confidence and boldly ask for anything without fear or reservation. You know, God does put one stipulation on it. He puts one condition on the promise. It says, if it pleases Him, what our request is. That's the question. How do we know when we pray if what we're praying pleases God or if it's God's will? How do you know that? I struggled with that for many years. You know, we have God to tell us. We need Him to tell us. We need to go to Him and ask. We need to make sure that our request is made. And then we need to ask Him to reveal to us what pleases Him. You know, you don't start out praying with a list of, I got a bunch of this, I want this, Lord, I need that. You know, we should go seeking the mind of God. His will won't be different than what His Word says, talking about the Holy Bible. If you're still not sure about how to please God in your prayer life, then ask the Holy Spirit to speak for you, because He is the one that intervenes between us. When He talks to God, He knows the mind of God. He knows what pleases Him. And His prayer for us aligns with God's Word and His will. When you ask for God's will, you can't already have a predetermined answer what the answer is going to be. You can't say, well, I think God is going to answer it this way, or He's going to answer it that way. We have to be neutral when we pray. And also, we have to have our sins confessed. Our heart has got to be clean. And God will show us His will. Remember one thing, that prayer is a learning experience. It's something that can't. Sometimes it takes us a long time to get it right. The more you pray, the easier it gets. The closer you become to Christ, and the more you become like Christ, the easier it is to hear the voice of God. When you're full of sin, you can't hear God speaking. So you have to confess your sins and ask Him to cleanse you from all your sins. And it will allow you, the closer you get to Him, to be able to hear His voice when He answers. which is going to give you great confidence in your prayer life. You know, there's a lot of answers that we can get from God. One of them is, the first one you can get from God is He'll say, when you ask for something, say yes. He'll say yes. The next He'll say, another answer is no. Also, He can say, wait. I need you to wait for a while, and then I'll answer it. And then the fourth and last is, my grace is sufficient for you. That fourth one means He will enable us to handle whatever we're facing. If you're facing something that's too big for you to handle, something that would cause you to get discouraged, this is when God says, I can do it. My grace is sufficient for you. In God's own words, He says in Jeremiah 33:3, He says, God said, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. Call to me and He'll show us great and mighty things of which we do not know. You know, God is willing and He is able and He is powerful enough to answer anything we're going through. He can handle any problem. He will also, the more you pray, clear that fog that's going around in your life, wondering what's happening to me? What's going on in my life? God has a way of clearing all that away during prayer time and making it clear. God will show us what to do. He'll show us exactly what we need to do in our life. It's a promise. God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come to you this morning just thanking you for your many blessings, Father. As we pray during the week, Father, we pray at night and morning, we start our days off, Father. I just pray, Father, that in our prayer life we would seek your will for everything that we have going on in our lives. Your will being what leads to you. I pray, Father, that we would continue to become more like Christ every single day. That today, Father, we would be more like Christ than yesterday. That tomorrow, Father, we'll be more like Christ than we were last week. I just pray, Father, that we would continually seek your face and your direction in everything that we do in our lives. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord. Welcome to Congregation Church. We're glad to have y'all this morning. If you're visiting with us this morning, we've got a green sheet in the back that you can